already?
Yes, I'm working in the built environment field in the last 12 years, even more. And I work in the developing sustainable neighborhoods in England. The mainly work there was to implement the renewable technologies into new buildings and in neighborhoods. And that's what is called today in the West sustainability development. What we are doing here, it's creating ecological development, not sustainability development, which means that if all the sectors interweaving inside each other and building together the city, there's a chance that to grow a community in a city size, which is developing ecologically, which means that nobody reject or interfere in the other sector's development, and on the contrary, they helping one another to grow and develop. And in Oroville, the infrastructure is not built yet, so it's actually a fantastic opportunity to develop an ecological city. And we're trying to give the basic here. And if Oroville will take it and use it, it might be the first ecology city in the world.
What did you experience in this period in Oroville personally?
I saw a fantastic community. In the West, there is more money, and the people can pay for houses which considerable to be sustainable housing, so the technology can be applied. But people living in the same way, they consume the same, they living the same way, driving the cars. And so the problem in the West is understanding the ecology community life. And in Oroville, even though there's not a lot of money, there is the human part that it actually exists, that it's not so we're not taking it as is obvious that 120 people are been part of this process until now. It's show that people really care about what they're doing and bringing the input. And there is the wish, and there is the people to take it further. And if, from my point of view, it's much more important than the money. If that exists, it's a good basic to develop an eco-city.
And something about the spiritual side of Oroville, you see something that is working here or not? Something else, you perceive it, or it's just Western people and Indian people living together with a big dream? What is your perception?
It's first of all, I want to say that whatever I will say, it's part of a process. It's not my final answer, because I don't think that I will ever have a final answer. But I think that each person's spiritual world is unique. And it's very hard to see the community as a whole, its spiritual development, rather than I see individuals. And from my experience, when individual is doing his work and accept the other's process, it's much stronger than individual that believe that they know and imposing their what they believe is the right thing. So in Oroville, I feel that generally and mostly the community allow the parts to develop in their own way and not imposing it, and it's fantastic.
You will be back in Israel after Oroville.
Yes.
What you will bring from Oroville back to Israel with you?
It's a good question, but I need to take a bit time to reflect. I'm sure that I will bring back a lot, but I don't want to say it now, because I think that I'm still in and I need to be a bit out to understand it.
So you bring back to a question?
Sorry?
You bring back a question?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.